USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
To the Comey report now, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz finds the former FBI Director James Comey broke rules and set a dangerous precedent. But despite the damaging findings in the report, the Justice Department not prosecuting Comey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
While people in Florida board up their homes and stock up on supplies ahead of Hurricane Dorian, some liking and others upset by a cookie cake being sold at a public supermarket in St. John's. The baker putting blue icing on it, representing the ocean, then drawing the state of Florida using green icing, then the baker using white icing to draw the cone and path of the storm, and using bold red icing to show the eye hitting the state. An accurate design, to say the least, but whether it's in good or bad taste, being debated all over social media. Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, investors seeing green ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend, the Dow gaining 326 points to close at 26,362, the NASDAQ up 116 points, the S&P 500 up 36 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are some at Fox News leaning left? USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
In the past, it helped him staff his administration, shape his agenda, and amplify his messages. But now President Trump is becoming a sharp critic of Fox News. He sharply criticized it on Wednesday morning in a trio of tweets, in one referring to the network as hopeless and clueless. That followed a newsroom anchor interviewing a DNC official. Several Fox News personalities have been pushing back since the president tweeted. But executives for Newsmax and One America News Network say they've already been picking up some disaffected Fox viewers as the president urges his fans to turn the channel from Fox.
One Democratic presidential candidate not happy with the Democratic National Committee, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Democratic representative and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has denounced the Democratic National Committee for its lack of transparency after learning she likely won't qualify for the third Democratic primary. Debate.
And there's a whole bunch of different polls that have come out. The DNC has only recognized some of them as being qualifying polls for the debate. The whole thing gets a little bit confusing, and you've got to jump way down into the weeds of the numbers and the statistics. I think the bigger problem is the whole process really lacks transparency. People deserve having that transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be.
Gabbard was speaking there on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.